Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
And the big news for markets across all asset classes is are signs that U.S.-China trade relations might be improving, and we might even arrive at a partial trade deal, which some report might hinge on a possible currency pact between the two largest economies in the world. That lifted sentiment for equity markets across the region this Friday and helped the Straits Times Index close in the green. But what do these developments mean for Forex markets, given how sensitive they are to some of these geopolitical events, be they negative or even positive as what's being viewed now? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined once again by Mr. Han Tan, an analyst at FXTM, to help us assess the whirlwind of developments with regards to the U.S.-China trade war and other things that are impacting the Forex space here and across the ASEAN region. Han, thank you so much for joining us, and good afternoon to you this Friday.
As always, a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks, JP.
All right. So, Han, again, as we talk about it, you know, U.S.-China trade talks, it seems that they're going very, very well, if you want to believe U.S. President Donald Trump. And there is the odds of a possible interim trade deal are seem to be rising at the moment, which could calm down markets quite a bit. How do you think this is going to affect the Forex markets, especially the state of the dollar yuan, which has taken some strength so far today? Who do you think has more upside to benefit from a possible trade deal, actually, even the greenback or the Chinese currency?
Right. So if your base case is a trade deal, be it a limited one or even at least a truce whereby they pause any potential hikes, then I think the yuan stands to benefit there. You know, as we have seen today, you know, riding on the optimism that a mini trade deal is imminent. So perhaps you could see the yuan trend towards the 7 level come Monday. But if talks unravel today and negotiators walk away empty-handed, you know, that is set to trigger another round of risk aversion and weigh negatively on the yuan, perhaps heading towards 720 against the dollar by year-end. Because keep in mind, President Trump had threatened this tariff hike for this coming Tuesday. So if that kicks in, then we could see not just the yuan weaken, but risk assets as a whole.
All right. And one thing that they've pointed out, or some Forex analysts here in Singapore have pointed out also, is that the Singapore dollar is partially tethered and influenced also by the renminbi's direction. Can you tell us if, based on your analysis, if there's any truth to this this observation? And if so, how important are these U.S.-China trade talks with regards to the Singapore dollar's direction moving forward, especially since the MAS is also set to hold their policy decision on Monday?
Right. I think in short, yes, there is a high correlation between the yuan and the likes of the Singapore dollar and also the likes of the Malaysian ringgit. Now, JP, without getting too technical, so if we look at the coefficient of correlation, right, it's a gauge of the correlation between the yuan and the Singapore dollar and also the same between the yuan and the Malaysian ringgit. These currency pairs have the highest correlations compared to its regional peers. But I think it's safe to say that the yuan's direction has a broad impact on regional currencies, risk sentiment, also influencing the performance of Asian currencies as a whole. And with the Singapore dollar, as we have seen for much of this year, it remains primarily swayed by external factors, considering the trade-dependent nature of the Singaporean economy.
All right. But now, if we do see a partial trade deal over the weekend and the MAS decides to provide some policy easing, how do you think the net effect will be on the Singapore dollar? Could we see potential weakness down the road on the MAS's easing, perhaps averted or nullified a little bit by a potential U.S.-China interim trade deal that supports the yuan and could also indirectly benefit the Singapore dollar?
Well, I think market expectations for the MAS policy decision is that they expected to lower the scope of their policy settings, and that could lend to a downward bias for the Singapore dollar. And I mean, keeping in mind some of the numbers in terms of the external trade figures and the industrial production figures that have been in keeping with the downward trend on the global stage. But yes, you're right. At the same time, you know, it could see some lift provided that the U.S. and China actually come to a deal. I mean, keep in mind, this is not yet a certainty, so markets are still, you know, playing it cautious despite the risk-on sentiment that we're seeing today.
All right. Han, originally before this interview, I was going to ask you about your outlook on the safe haven yen, how strong it was going to get. Now, news of this interim U.S.-China trade deal seems to have less lessen the demand for the safe haven. We've seen the yen start to strengthen, start to weaken again. In fact, it's above 108 to the U.S. dollar once again. It's a bit of a it's a near 180 U-turn from where they were about 2 days ago. Have you guys at FXTM revised or recalibrated your outlook at least on the Japanese yen, and where do you think it might sit given some of these developments?
Even though we can weaken past 108 today, like you mentioned, but still, if you look at a longer time frame, so the yen has gained about 3.8% since its level back in April when it was about 112. So you have these concerns that are still swirling around over the health of the global economy. So that should help support the yen below the 110 psychological level against the dollar. But keep in mind that the yen's upside is also capped and performed as well as other safe haven assets like gold, for example. Given that Japan has just hiked its sales tax this month, that is dampening domestic consumption, and also you've got external headwinds to deal with as well. So, with the likely to be the easing bandwagon as well, I think both the upside and downside for the yen will remain limited for now.
We're still speaking to Mr. Han Tan from FXTM today. And Han, I want to take a look at one of the strongest, if not the strongest, currency in the ASEAN once again today, the Thai baht. And when I was speaking to some analysts and business journalists out in Thailand over the week, they mentioned this isn't the first time that the Thai baht has strengthened during times of impending recessions. In fact, they pointed out that the baht actually strengthened towards the tail end of the 2008 to 2010 recession. Is that why it's been so strong lately, because of these recessionary fears? And do you think that this points at the Thai baht possibly being a sleeper safe haven in the region with regards to investments?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's got a year-to-date gain of more than 7%, which is more than triple the gain of its closest Asian competitor, being the Philippine peso. And to answer the question, several reasons. They've got current account surplus that's set to hit almost $30 billion by the end of the year, foreign reserves that are at the envy of the emerging market world, over $200 billion, there's foreign fund inflows. So all that has sent the baht soaring. But keep in mind that there is it's a double-edged sword, really, because just yesterday, the Bank of Thailand announced measures to help curb the baht's strength. So overall, the currency is expected to close out the year as the rising leader in Asia but it could be dampened somewhat over the next few months.
Now, Han, before we let you go, we can't end this interview without asking you about your outlook on the Malaysian ringgit. We do know that Malaysia out there, and they're going to be releasing their budget moving forward. And some analysts have pointed out that the tug of war, at least for Malaysian policymakers, is whether or not they want to increase government stimulus with regards to these headwind pressures on the economy, balancing it against a potential rising fiscal deficit. How do you think this is going to impact both the economic outlook and also the ringgit's trajectory in the next coming in the near future, given Malaysia's budget decision today?
Yeah. Well, the budget speech is actually still being tabled by the Minister of Finance as we speak. So here's what we know so far. So the government expects to see faster growth of 4.8% next year. And I think what's important for global investors is that the fiscal consolidation agenda, that is still intact for next year, despite adjusting the fiscal deficit target for next year by about 2 points there. So you have this smaller budget with a drop in revenue, but I think all considered, given the external headwinds, the policy measures seem to be supportive of the Malaysian economic fundamental narrative, and that should translate into support for the ringgit as well. But I think it's important to note that when it comes to the ringgit, it's still very much an external picture. It's been primarily swayed by factors outside of policymakers' controls, such as the dollar strength and also the U.S.-China trade spat. So with that framework in mind, that will guide my outlook for the ringgit going into next year.
And just very quickly, Han, do you have a year-end target on the ringgit at least?
Right. So, again, it's very much contingent on what comes out of the U.S.-China trade discussions that's going on in Washington. So if the details of the plans are not seen as enough to offset, meaningfully offset the external headwinds, then we could still see the ringgit trend towards that 420 line by year end. But then again, if there is some material positive development whereby perhaps some of the tariffs are rolled back and that creates the deteriorating global trade conditions, then we could see improvement in the ringgit performance.
All right. Han Tan from FXCM, we thank you once again for joining us this afternoon on Forex Fridays.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.